So sometimes, if you have to choose, like in a multiple choice exam I mentioned, choosing at a gross level seems easy, this is Maya, this is Krishna, but there are many subtle choices. So isn't it better to just depend on authority?
Yes.
Even when we are deliberating and making a decision, at that time also we are depending on authority. Now we say, tadam udyogam tam yena mam upayanti. We Krishna gives intelligence from within. But the intelligence that Krishna gives from within usually is in harmony with the intelligence that he gives from without, from Guru Sadhu Shastra. So to the extent we make right choices when what is right and wrong is clear to us, to that extent we show Krishna that we want to make right choices. And to that extent, when things are unclear, he will guide us. But if when things are clear also we don't make the right choices, essentially Krishna yetha mam prapadyante, he rewards us according to how we approach it. So even when the choice in the right and wrong is clear, and that time we don't make the right choice, basically by our action we are showing Krishna that I'm not interested in making the right choice. And Krishna says, okay, then one way I'll make the wrong choice easier for you is by confusing you about what the right choice is. It is not that Krishna deliberately confuses, rather the material nature itself is confusing. And especially Kali Yuga is upadrutaha. Kali Yuga, we are all very disturbed. So we should always have some guides with from whom we can learn. Especially, you know, a spiritual guide, a spiritual master, or we have Diksha Guru, we have Shiksha Gurus. We take guidance from them. At the same time, taking guidance does not mean that we don't try to develop our own intelligence. Because even when we are learning from our authorities, if Krishna had simply wanted Arjuna to fight, he could have told Arjuna, fight, I am God, you obey. Now Krishna does not simply give Arjuna a decision on a platter. Krishna gives Arjuna also a worldview that will inform him when he has to make future decisions. So yes, we do need to take guidance, but even while taking guidance and while acting according to instruction, we should also be learning the philosophy, internalizing the worldview, so that in future, if we are in a situation where we don't have guidance, then we should ourselves have observed and learned by which we will be able to make sound decisions. So Prabhupada wanted us to be independently thoughtful. Not independent, but independently thoughtful. Independently thoughtful means that this is scripture, this is the world. Sometimes the situations in the world are directly there, directly correlated with situations in scripture. And we know this is to be done, this is not to be done. But many times, the specific situations that we face in the world, they may not be specifically mentioned in the scripture. So then if we are adequately connected with scripture, then that connection will help us understand how to apply. And for that, a living tradition, and living with a living tradition is very important. The Gita lives through those who live the Gita. The Gita is not just a book that is to be preserved in some museum. The Gita is a living scripture, and the Gita lives through those who live the Gita. So we need association, and when we learn association, then gradually we can also be able to make right decisions when such subtle challenges come up before us. Okay. Thank you. Mataji, any question?
Last one.